Ponderings over tea
with Mary Phyllis
and Annalie. Hi, Mary Phyllis.
Hi, good to see you again.
Very good to see you too.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be here again with our teacups.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Just a little bit of tea.
Yeah, yes. So we were thinking to come back to this interesting topic of the angels.
Yes.
And we were talking about them in the other episode, how they are sort of part of our lives in our individual lives,
yes,
from the moment that we're born.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have an angel.
Yes.
And that's why people in general also have this concept of guardian angels in our,
yes,
lives, right?
Yes.
And how they are actually then interacting with our everyday life.
Yes.
And not just the dramatic events.
It's in every event.
Right. So
yeah,
it's really, in a way, our connection with the spiritual world,
yes,
or maybe we could come into this notion of the esoteric.
Yes, and the esoteric is in opposition to the exoteric.
Okay,
like,
so what's the
exoteric
difference?
Would be like you go to a church service and you do everything outwardly, and you do work in the community in relation to that and so on.
Okay.
But the esoteric is where you go inward.
Okay.
And you find the spirit within. And as you change anything that is in opposition to that spirit, like we have our issues, so to speak.
Right.
And when we get through
we
them, or we forgive someone, immediately there's a change in our energy. And it exudes out in the atmosphere. And it helps,
oh,
other people in the atmosphere.
Oh.
So spiritual devotion services that are based on the esoteric will find that within themselves.
Yes.
If you're Christian, exoterically you behave in line with that.
Yeah.
Inwardly, with esoteric, you find the Christ within.
Right.
And the same thing would be the Buddha mind in the Buddha. And each religion in some way has some exoteric and esoteric aspects.
Right. So it's really about finding, in Christian terms, heaven inside.
Yes.
And then it expresses itself out in the world in the exoteric way. How we...
It can.
Not necessarily.
By our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But with esoteric, when there is a change in a positive way, there's something that goes into our aura, where,
mm-hmm,
other people relax more around us.
Right.
Or feel more magnanimous.
Right.
Or in some way.
So the aura, in that sense, is sort of our energetic field around,
yes,
us, right?
Yes.
So it, as you said, the esoteric feeling going inwards, something happens.
Yes.
We are relieving ourselves or forgiving an issue,
yes,
that sort of creates a change in our whole being, including,
yes,
the energies around us.
Yeah, you can walk into a room and you can tell where there's been a lot of love, a lot of freedom going on. You can walk into another room and find where there's been fights. Or
right,
you can walk past somebody and all of a sudden feel like you're just gonna fight.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
it has to do with that aura.
Right. So in that sense, if we come back to angels, how they can be part of our everyday life,
yes,
that also brings in some esoteric aspect, because to connect to our own angel, we need to be sort of a little inwards,
mm-hmm,
attentive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it can be seen as an intuitive thing. If we walk on the street, we suddenly have the feeling to go into that shop, you,
yes,
know? Or when we have that feeling that somebody, we think of somebody and suddenly they call us, you know,
yes,
these classical examples of intuition.
Yes.
So that would be, how could we describe it in these terms, that we need to be esoteric to be able to be aware of that there's,
yes,
something going on.
Yes.
Like that intuitive feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe the angel is also working here in some aspect, do you think?
It when could be.
That we have this intuitive feeling.
It could be.
That they sort of pick on our shoulder and say, hey, there's something going to happen right now.
Yes.
Be attentive.
Yes. And I've heard some people in the counseling, esoteric type of counseling that I do, I've heard some people go through in a certain area and they come up against a block. And I said, well, there's a choice point back there. So they go back to that and they got through that next time.
Right.
And they said, I learned something afterwards. They said, when I went to this left side before and I came up against a block, that had the feeling of what I thought when I was following my intuition, but I wasn't. It turned around.
Okay.
And when I went to the other place, that had a different feeling. Now I know what the feeling is like when my intuition is right.
Right.
It's like they learned something at a deep level inside that had no outer consequences.
Exactly.
It was, if they'd had it in the outer world, it would have been like, if I went that way, I had a crash with my car. And if I went the other way, I've gotten straight through.
Right.
Well, that was consequences.
Exactly.
Whereas this esoteric is no consequences. You learn something so
yeah.
that you can behave and feel more free.
Right. So, because it is possible to have an intuition and it's wrong, and then it's really
yes.
not intuition, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, it's to learn that attentiveness within
yes.
that is the right intuition.
Yes.
But how does the intuition then connect to angels, do you think? Is there a connection there?
Well, I think there is. A number of years ago, I had the feeling like I wanted to know what it was like to be schizophrenic.
Oh, wow.
And I did what I call a shamanic journey.
Okay.
Where I talked to my spirit guides, my angels. They
yeah.
told me that they're all angels.
Okay.
And I said, show me what it's like to be schizophrenic.
Wow.
And instantly I saw all my angels spread out as if they were 5 miles down the road, and I could see them from a distance, you know,
so
like
they were
on top of the Grand Canyon.
Right.
I could
far,
see
far
them
away.
All there, yeah. And all of a sudden I saw everything. I saw everything from the past. I saw everything from the present, everything from the future. I couldn't decide which to follow. I couldn't decide which is right and which was wrong. In terms of hurting other people or not,
okay.
In terms of what is right for me, I could not make a decision. It just everything was, I was just overwhelmed with all of this information, all of this data, all of these colors, all of these sounds, and I could not decipher what was right and what was wrong.
It's like when you say that you saw the past, the present, and the future, you couldn't probably see what is past, what is future. Everything is a big now.
It pretty much. And it could have been all in this current life, or I could have been seeing some past life and future lives for all I know.
Right.
I
wouldn't know, but
I
it's just
know.
Confusing.
And I couldn't see any kind of a pathway going through it that would show me that I'm on the right path.
Right.
I couldn't find anything. And it was extremely scary. And I said, okay, I got it. And then immediately they were all around me again. And I knew instantly, if I had chosen such and such, it would have been wrong. If I'd chosen something else, it would have been wonderful. Something
right.
else could have hurt somebody. Something else could not have hurt somebody. Something else,
oh,
whatever
wow.
was in my own line, what was in my path
right.
that was right for me. It could have been right for someone else, but it was wrong for me.
Exactly.
And
you wouldn't have been
it.
Able to discern mm-hmm. what is right for
it's
you.
It's like our angels around us are telling us what our tree of life is telling us in this lifetime.
Right. So the angels work here like a part of our integrity in that sense, a
yes.
part of our boundaries towards
yes.
everything that's going on around us, both
yes.
in the real world and in the energy fields and
yes.
in the spiritual world.
Yes. And I think they tell us what we're supposed to do. And I think they also guard us against something that is not part of our chosen path is like
right, right. So they're really creating a path for us
yes.
to walk through life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's very mind-bending, your
yeah.
story here.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And how confusing and tragical than a person who enters this schizophrenic state,
yes.
which you have to say it's kind of a state of mind, right?
Yes.
That it must be just terrifying.
Yes.
And very confusing.
Yes.
And it's like not being neither in reality nor in the spiritual world, nor it's like a limbo, right?
It's almost that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're not connecting to anything.
Right.
Oh, that sounds scary. That's fantastic.
Yeah, not being able to discern what is right for them,
right,
and what is not.
Exactly. So in this picture that you gave us now, the angels were the ones who actually were really part of your integrity here.
Yes.
They were sort of your shield.
Yes.
And your a positive boundary around you.
Yes.
That sort of makes you your own being.
Yeah. And they were speaking to my sense of is they're from a different dimension.
Right.
But, you know, our minds are in a different dimension. You cannot see somebody else's mind.
Exactly.
You can see something in the brain, but that's only a transformer where the mind works through it.
Exactly. And where are we when we're sleeping? That's
yes.
like another dimension also.
Yes.
Well, this connects also to the scientific finds of today, right?
Yes.
Where we actually, where they speak about how there are, you know, dimensions in reality.
Yeah.
And we are living in the three-dimensional world.
Yeah.
And that there probably is more dimensions and more universes even.
Yes.
So in that sense, it makes sense that there also should be a spiritual world, you know, an energetical world.
Yes.
A world where our minds are sort of working.
Yeah, they even have, like, what is it, the heat sensors? They
yeah.
can tell whether there's a body around there.
Yeah.
And people who were very sensitive before that ever was invented would say, well, I felt heat coming from that person.
Yeah.
And someone who wasn't would think they're a bunch of nonsense,
right,
know?
Before they knew how to measure it. So,
yes.
And this, of course, is the difference between sensing that there is something
yes.
more than just a physical life. And science sort of
yes.
getting evidentiary of it.
Yes.
So far, science hasn't been able to measure spirit world.
Right.
But Einstein was sort of onto it very much with his theory about space-time
mm-hmm.
as being a fabric
yes.
that is sort of curved.
Mm-hmm.
And that space-time is this fabric. That's where we are living in our sort of physical world.
Yes.
But if there is a space-time fabric, there has to be something, you know, outside of it. Otherwise, everything,
yeah.
it wouldn't be a fabric. It would be
yeah.
everything. So this is, it's very interesting how science and the notion of spirituality really interconnects.
It definitely does.
And the angels, if we come back to them,
yes.
would be sort of maybe living, as you were starting to say, I think, in another dimension, right?
Yes.
But that dimension is connected to our dimension.
Yes, it is. And they have they know how to work with us.
Right, so they know how to travel between
yes.
dimensions.
Yes.
And they are from another, they're from another type of matter than we are.
Yes. Yeah. And it seems like they're always there. And whether we're awake or sleeping, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
And always when we look at images of angels, they are so beautiful.
Yes.
And so
full of light.
Yeah, ethereal.
Yeah. yeah.
And exactly, light and color.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even in some of those cards you can buy in your New Age shop,
yes.
you know, they're portrayed like very handsome people,
yes.
even, you know, so
yes.
it really corresponds with this notion of beauty. It's a ethereal beauty.
Yes, and it really, in our world, there is so much ugliness, or people see so much ugliness. It is really an uplift to feel something with great beauty.
Right.
So it's like the angels, why are they happy? Because they can always fly. I mean,
right.
They take themselves lightly, they can always fly.
I wish we could, right?
Yes.
Just take off.
And it's like they raise our vibration so we feel better about ourselves, about life. It's that second breath type of thing.
The breath of relief.
Yes.
The breath of feeling content and in harmony with myself and the world around me.
Yes.
And usually if we get into that state, if we are open for elevating our spirit, you know, like when if we feel depressed, it's a rainy day or it's winter and dark and we're feeling sad, then if we can manage to incorporate just something to listen to, could be some music or whatever, we suddenly feel this little elevation. And this could be a sign of my personal angel really, you know, giving me an injection of light, right?
Yes, it could be. And it could be that whoever recorded that music was in that space. And maybe some of their spirit, some of their angel vibration is coming through.
Exactly.
It's a matter of vibration. And music is organized vibration. So
it is,
they can ride on those waves.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in that sense, our work and our angels can really inspire somebody else far, far away that we don't even know of because of the work we do when we are in an elevated stage or an elevated feeling.
Yes.
Wow. That's how it is when we listen to, you know, the old classical masters.
Yes.
Vivaldi's, you know, the spring concert.
Yeah.
For example, that usually elevates people's minds directly.
Yes.
It just gives an idea of something else.
It's almost like when somebody is singing in a choir for an audience or playing in an orchestra or a band and they really feel inspired within themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe that what that inspiration is their angels. I'm getting goosebumps as I'm saying this, so I think it's accurate.
Yeah.
That their angels are working through that.
Yes.
And if we open ourselves and allow that spiritual energy to come through, then our angels can ride on those waves and connect with somebody else's angels.
Yeah.
There's been times when
it's a beautiful picture.
Yes. There've been times when we did a concert when I was teaching high school choral music that the audience members said, I felt goosebumps in that particular selection.
Yeah.
And it's just their angels and our angels connected at that point, I think.
And everybody's in a big party.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
Yes.
How it can work. So it's always possible to connect to our own angel, isn't it?
Yes. And
if we are opening ourselves to it, as you say.
Yes. If we are aware that we want, I can't think of somebody else's inclination to do something because I'm thinking of some people who don't believe in this, who don't believe in God.
Exactly.
Even. They still get a gut reaction. They still have their intuition. They still know what is right. They still know what is right for them.
Of course.
Because they're people I'm thinking of that have that definitely are not schizophrenic.
Of course not. Yeah.
So there is something there that is keeping them on the path that's right for them for this lifetime.
Right. Whether you want to call it your own life force or an angel, it's still there in some sense.
Yes.
Creating our life.
Yes. And when people say, oh, you're such an angel.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe they're reacting to our own angel spirits that's going through us. You know? Doesn't mean that we humans are angels. It's just the angelic force is coming through.
Right.
At that point.
And maybe in this way, when we are connecting to that angelic energy, we are a little like angels with a physical body.
Yes. Yes.
That's fantastic. This touches a lot to the energy of love.
Definitely, it is love.
Yeah, which is a whole topic of itself.
Yes, yes.
Love for ourselves and love for what we need in our life.
Yes, it's like love is the basis of the whole universe.
Yeah.
It's a very attractive force.
Yeah.
And it keeps us always going back to that.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Well, this has been an interesting exploration.
In yes.
comparison to the previous one is expanded from the previous talk on angels. And we just wanted to share with our listeners our deeper senses of what angels help us.
Exactly. With. That if they're really here, what do they really do for us?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Interesting.
Maybe it'll spur some
thoughts.
Some thoughts.
Yeah. Talk. Yeah. Yes. And for us too, for yes. sure, to yes. continue talking. Thanks so much for today.
Thank you.
Ponderings over tea.
With Mary Phyllis.
And Annelie.